Hey, well, thank you, Bart. It's a quick way to get everybody's attention. Our 5 minutes is up, and we will call the meeting to order. We have the benefit of having Xavier here, and I know his time is a little bit limited, so we're going to take advantage of him right away, and he's going to speak to us a little bit about where we're at in terms of ICANN financial information. As this group recognizes, there were several components to our work. One was looking at the various potential financial contribution models. Another was examining the expenditures that CCs believe they are making towards the ICANN process and community. And then a third component of the information was getting a clear sense of what ICANN believes it is expending upon this community. And between those three components of work, be able to come up with a revised and refreshed contribution methodology and contribution level. As hopefully we remember from the overall timeline, it was supposed to culminate at the Toronto meeting, or at least that was the initial goal. However, at this point, we are not in receipt of the financial information for ICANN. As I'm sure we can all recognize, ICANN has had a fairly full dance card in the last little while, and some changes in personnel, which have, to some degree, delayed the receipt of the ICANN financial information for us. So I wanted to give Xavier the opportunity to discuss where they're at and what the current thinking and timelines are. And then we'd have the opportunity to ask any questions of him before we move into a slightly ad hoc agenda, since the original one will not be available to us today. And I sent out an email last evening, yesterday. And what I hope to discuss is where should we go from here, given that our current timeline is in some jeopardy. Anyway, with that, I will pass it over to you.
Thank you. As it relates to the specific subject that you mentioned, which is the focus of this group, if I understand correctly, I'm sure you've noted, because it's part of the comments that have been provided on the budget and operating plan, that there was no EAG in the operating plan. I think we've had a number of discussions in the past on what we are trying to do and also how we're trying to do it. I've received a certain amount of input on the EAG from this group and others, and I think we have exchanged views also on the EAG, and I will restate mine clearly here, that I think the EAG does absolutely not address what my understanding, at least, is of the need to achieve the goal of redefining how the CCTLDs contribute to ICANN. I think it's been expressed in the past as being the one element of getting to that objective. I think the construction of that information and the detailed information that is required to be able to produce that information is the wrong answer to the question. Or let me rephrase, is not answering the question. And I recognize that it's not extremely helpful to you guys because you have, Lisa saying no. Because you have been working under the premise that this would be the tool to achieve something regarding the CCTLD contribution model. My perspective is that on the basis of the comments that are received, that the EEG does not address the subject, obviously we need to be able to find what does. And nobody's fault, but when there's a change in personnel, there may be a change in views as well, and I think that's partially what we're confronted with, though I would also argue that I don't believe that you have received in the past either any kind of assurance or tangible information that substantiated the fact that the EEG would be an answer. So I don't think it's an answer. Now the question is, it's easy to say, but what do we do? And how do we achieve the objective, which again I'm reformulating as being defining a contribution model for the CCTLDs. And I'm looking for everyone here to confirm that this is really the objective of that process, right?
Yes.
So under that basis, Bart and I have had a number of conversations, and where he attempted to provide me with historical background in conceptual and practical background on the contribution model. I consider that looking at the costs, the presumed costs of the direct services rendered to the CCTLD by ICANN is a restrictive and not adequate view of understanding what the contributions from the CCTLD should be. And as a result, rather than looking at a different tool for costing, which I think the EEG was, I would like to be able, with the help of this group, to take the discussion back to what is the answer to the question from the perspective of how do we get to that answer. And I think that taking the question back to there will help us define a process, and the way to get to defining the tools like the EEG was supposed to be in the past, that then gets us to the answer. So I have a philosophical discussion that I need to have with a number of you on the CCTLD contributions. I know that the notion before was, what are your costs and for the services that you render to us? And that's what we're going to suggest to cover. And I'm not comfortable with that. I need to understand better. I'm qualifying it as philosophically what the contribution of the CCTLDs should be to ICANN. I know it's not an easy conversation to have. I see your faces, and I expected about as much as that, if not more. So what I wanted to be able to have is a discussion with Byron, Roloff, and Leslie to be able to iron out maybe a bit more precisely how do we take it from here. I can spit out an EAG if you would like. I think it's a waste of time. The issue is that it's been a waste of your time and probably the waste of others over the past couple of years. But I think that this was not providing the answer that you would need, and it's not about the amount of detail it's not about the amount of detail of what was behind the EAG. It's about the EAG itself. Suggestion is to have this discussion with the three of you if it's appropriate, and if it's not, you let me know what is appropriate and with who it is appropriate to discuss, to be able to formulate a different approach to the process. I recognize that what I'm saying here is putting completely at stake the process that was initiated, I don't remember exactly when, but some time ago, maybe a couple years ago, I don't know, to achieve the objective that we formulated earlier.
Okay. Well, that is let me collect my thoughts. Where do we go from there? I have to admit that is something of a surprise because we have been walking down a certain path that was started, depending on when you want to consider started, either back in Wellington or more recently within the last 18 months or so. Regardless, I think that this group in particular has made the fundamental assumption that there would be something along the lines of an EAG where the expenses associated with this community are provided in a fairly concrete way by ICANN, and that was a fundamental component of how we had structured this particular working group and how we anticipated coming to an end result. And from our perspective, I think it's safe to say that we feel we're quite far down that road and have done so in good faith. So it is somewhat surprising to be at this point in time with the comments just made. That said, I think that this community is absolutely committed to finding the right path in terms of CC contributions. The last time we looked at it was some time ago. The environment has clearly changed, and it's appropriate that we find a path. Now, I guess that puts us in the position, and the note went out last night that actually made this comment about, should we just simply find our own path and provide it back? Clearly, the goal was to include ICANN in the process a little more than that. But I think we do find ourselves at a bit of a crossroad. There's been a lot of work done here, a lot of good work, and done in good faith to come to a good result. Where we are right now, we find ourselves at odds with that goal. So I'm not sure exactly where we can go from here. Are there any comments from the working group at this for Xavier? So I know we have our own agenda that we are going to get to once Xavier leaves us, but are there any comments or questions for Xavier from the working group right now?
Okay.
Mathieu?
My question to Xavier is maybe a clarification, whether your statement means that and I'm sorry to I'll put it a little bluntly on purpose, that ICANN will not do any cost allocation on specific activities or projects in the future? Or is it that the EAG, as it was designed, allocating costs to parts of the community, is behind us? Because it comes back to the idea I was of what are the goals of monitoring the budget and finances within ICANN. I tend to agree that the EAG, as it was designed, was useless, and we even commented several times in that direction. But I think ICANN, with the level of budget it has now, needs to be able to dig into details in not only by the nature of whether it's professional services or travel or meeting costs, but also being able, for instance, to provide clarity on IANA budget, for instance. Just an example. But can you clarify exactly whether it's the philosophy of EAG, or can we expect details on projects or activities in the future?
I'm not sure how to relate the notion of more and different types of financial information about the budget of ICANN to the answer to the objective of redefining the contribution model of the CCTLDs. The reason I'm saying that is because I don't believe that the EAG, let me rephrase, the EAG to me is a tool that supports an answer to the question, how do we redefine the contribution of the CCTLDs? And I have the impression, unless I'm mistaken, that the answer has been, well, let's define what we think the costs are of the services that are provided to the CCTLDs, and that's how we're going to define the contribution model. And I have a fundamental problem with that answer.
Are you finally admitting that in the past, ICANN's main goal in defining the EAG was to increase CCNSO contributions? That would be interesting.
Maybe that's not fair because Xavier was not
there.
I raised my brows because I was
hold on a second. Hold on a second. Maybe we could one person at a time. The follow-up question, more of a comment. I know I had Leslie in the queue, and then Roloff. Lise, okay. I will start with Leslie.
I'll try not to be cynical. I can express some thank you for that honesty. Because it was always my suspicion that the EAG was not really worth the effort from both an ICANN perspective and the CCNSO perspective. But I have to express some degree of cynicism and frustration given the amount of time that the CCNSO has been putting into this whole discussion. And 2 years on, we're not very far forward, even if I take 2 years ago as being the starting point, which of course it isn't really. I guess probably what we do need is some time as a group to pause and to reflect upon your comments and to consider what to do next. But I agree with you. I think, you know, one could spend hours and hours, I'm sure, on the AAG, and you probably have more pressing things to do. So that honesty is appreciated.
Rola?
That was just... I seem to remember that the AAG was something like proudly presented by ICANN as a new way of looking at the budget and the various areas where money was spent. And I think it was drawn into the process of looking at our contributions because of the fact that the idea we had of what the CCNSO should contribute to ICANN was far away from the amount mentioned in the expense area group CCTLDs. And that was why we started asking for the details behind that calculation, etc., with maybe the hope that it would also help us in establishing an answer to the other question. But I don't think they were directly related for ICANN, at least not in the way they were presented. But maybe more worrisome, but that might be an item for the SOP, is apart from the EAG being used or not being used any longer for answering, finding an answer to the question what the contribution should be, there was another purpose. for this kind of way of looking at the budget. And it worries me that ICANN is unable to come up with accurate figures, or at least that's the conclusion I draw, on how it spends its money on different areas of its of the organization or of its activities. If the only question that you cannot answer is what this group should contribute, okay, that's fine. But for instance, I was always looking with particular interest in the what I consider extremely high cost of support to the board. I think it was 9 million or something like that. But maybe that is also a wrong figure, or was it? It was more. I can't remember. But it was more than the IENA function. Yeah? So the board costs more than the root, so to speak. So I think the EAG was not there to answer the question how much should the CC community contribute to ICANN, but it was a tool for looking at the budget. And I think you were saying that it failed as a tool as well. I don't want to make your life more difficult than it already is, Xavier. So if you want to park that question...
I'm struggling with how to provide an adequate answer, not that the question is not relevant. So you should be able to ask the question. I think that the EAG as a tool to understand how ICANN spends its money on the organizations is... was inadequate as well, because the basic flaw of the EAG was to try to split 100% of the costs of ICANN by organization. If we think that every single dollar that's spent is directly spent on an organization, we're never going to get to the answer with the EAG, because there's so many costs that are indirect. And I'm not talking about overheads. Right, I'm not talking about the accounting costs which support an organization, which support the community. So that's overheads to me, and of course that's indirect, and that's an easy thing to do. Yeah, exactly. But so this is easy to handle, an overhead allocation. That's not a big deal. The question then is how much the overheads should be, but that's a different subject. What I find is that the notion of how direct the costs are to each organization is extremely difficult to handle, other than the way the EAG was doing it, which is, I'm going to throw in some percentages. I'm going to say, this much is for the CCNSO, and this much is for the ALAC. And there's a lot of activities that are about tasks or functions rather than community organizations. Now, we all know, I'm sure that conceptually there are some organizations that use or don't use certain departments or certain resources of ICANN. You all have mentioned to me several times in the past that, for example, the policy development resources that ICANN has, or at least a certain amount of them or a majority of them, you don't use because you develop your own policy. And I know that you've mentioned a few other areas that in each of the CCTLDs are already handled for the CCTLD, and therefore whatever ICANN does in that respect is irrelevant. So I think that each community organization uses different array of resources than the other. Having said that, I think that when you look at the board, when you look at meetings, when you look at all the support infrastructure of ICANN, IT, finance, HR, legal, and so on, the role and the functions of these organizations are supporting, generally speaking, the internet. And as a result, when we try to say, well, this is for the CCNSO, or this is for the ALAC, or this is for the GNSO, there's you just can't split it. Or if you split it, it's going to be always arbitrary, and it will require what's behind the AG, which is a big table that says departments, community, and you have an allocation table, and then we're going to have 100 or 150 percentages, and we're going to debate all of them forever. And that's what I think we all understand is the flaw of the notion of the EAG, is trying to split things and to make them direct when they are not. And it's the recognition of the lack of direct link between a dollar spent and the specific organization that is important to recognize. And until it's recognized, we're going to be going back in circle, like I think, honestly, the discussion of the EAG being the tool to determine the CCTLD contribution has been in the past.
Thank you. I think that is actually quite refreshing. Unfortunately, it probably confirms our skepticism around the EAG to begin with, but I appreciate your forthright description of it. Before I make any further comments, Lise, and did anybody else want to get in the queue for a question or comment? Vika? Lise?
Well, so what you say is that we can't have any of the numbers related to the CCNSO, or because I don't really understand what you're saying, to be honest, Xavier, because in my mind, I was told in September that you're implementing a new accounting system, so you were able to give us the figures, and now you say you don't?
So I'll be very blunt on this. An accounting system is not a brain. It's a tool that does what you tell it to do, right? So the point is the EAG the tool that helps us determine what the CCTLD contribution model should be? No. I think that the notion of services for a fee, or put differently, services for a cost, is to be, in my views, challenged and potentially reconfirmed, but certainly challenged in my views as to whether that's the right answer to determine what the CCTLD should contribute. But to come back more directly to your question, putting in place a financial system, even if it would support adequately producing an EAG, it would only enable to track easier the costs that are direct, which is great, except that it doesn't resolve the problem of the EAGs, that most of the costs are indirect to begin with. You understand what I'm saying? So
I understand, and I don't need a lesson on accounting, but to be honest, I'm a bit frustrated that you come here in June and say, well, you're not going to give us the numbers anyway.
I'm not going to dispute that you're frustrated. You've been spending 2 years or more on this subject and expecting that you would receive this as being the answer to it. If I may be a little bit cynical as well, the way I'm looking at what I'm saying now is to try to avoid you and me to stop wasting time. Sorry, but...
Vika?
Thank you, Byron. Maybe a comment that may turn into a question. Of course, the last statement from Xavier of wasting time is an interesting one. Because we have wasted time hoping to come up with an objective answer to what CCTLD's cost ICANN and to what CCTLD's should ideally contribute to ICANN. And the whole point seemingly appears to be the fact that the EAG is seen from the side of Xavier and probably finance team as not a good tool or mechanism to help answer that question. But it still doesn't take away the need for ICANN to be open about the cost and tell us how the cost, how it spent its funds, who cost ICANN what, who costs ICANN what do CCTLDs cost ICANN, still doesn't take away that question. So probably for me it would seem that instead of closing it down as the AHE has having not been a good mechanism, I do not know. It still doesn't take away the requirement for ICANN to still come out with a cost side and say this is what CCTLDs cost us. It's fair for Xavier to say if he thinks the AG approach was not working, which I think is a fair thing. There's nothing wrong with being honest, taking aside the amount of time that has been spent here. But I think those questions still need to be answered. And then obviously as a group, when we do discuss, we will need to find, decide on a way forward. Because there are some key views that I still think the group needs to explore that need to answer how much do we cost ICANN. Thanks.
Xavier, before we cut you loose, since this is actually taking a little longer than anticipated, if I could ask one final question then. Based on what I've heard you say, really you are going to need to get to the more philosophical question around how should one group participate into ICANN, given there are many services we don't use, but ICANN is doing something for the good of the Internet overall. Which the implication there was that we should contribute in some way, shape, or form to that, even though we are not using those services. So that's what I want to make clear, that what I thought I heard, and you used the policy development as an example. ICANN does that on behalf of other constituencies who do need that. As CCs, we run our own policy environments, and we have to make it black and white. No use of that service. And therefore, it's legitimate for us to say, well, why would we contribute to that at all? And yet what I was hearing you say was something different, that it's too difficult to do that, that it's for the good of the Internet anyway. So I'm just trying to understand your more philosophical position on this. Because if I go down that road, then it just says, well, ICANN total budget is X, and divide by the number of constituencies, and you all pay. I mean, that's highly simplified, but where are you going with this from your point of view? How do you think this should be done?
I don't have a finalized answer to that from the perspective that if I would, hopefully I would have formulated it with the input of the community on that. I'm throwing that idea because conceptually that's really the way I'm looking at it, is that ICANN is not a service provider for a fee. That's not what I think ICANN is. So I think there is the notion as per which ICANN, the costs and functions of ICANN support, and we're getting into that philosophical discussion, which I don't necessarily want to go too far into, but to try to answer more clearly your question, the notion that I have is the one that I expressed and that you reformulated. I don't know which functions within ICANN we should determine apply or don't apply to the CCTLDs. I'm just laying out the notion as per which the cost for a fee is not adequate in my views, in that there is a fundamental role for ICANN for the Internet that we need to take into account to determine how we can therefore then come to the conclusion of the exercise, which is how do we define a model of contribution of the CCTLDs. So I'm not pretending to have yet the answer. What I would like to be able to do is come up with the answer with a group that represents the community, and I would obviously consider this group is the primary partner in formulating that answer. So I'm laying it out more as a question than as an answer. So I don't have the direct answer as to which functions should we put into the model versus not yet, nor do I want to answer that question right now. But that's the road that I would like to be able to take. And again, to the frustration of everyone on what's already been done on this subject, I recognize that it may sound like a potentially long road. So what I want to make sure is we find a way together to make it a road that lets us deliver in the fairly short term on how we get to the point that we are satisfied with.
Okay, I'll go with Oscar and Keith. Two last questions. Please try to make them brief.
Xavier, are you not interested in increasing the contributions from the CCTLDs to ICANN?
I'm interested in achieving that the contributions are considered by everyone as fair.
I didn't get the part. Could you repeat?
I'm interested in making sure that the CCTLD contributions to ICANN are considered by everyone as fair.
Uh-huh. So you don't care if those are increased or not?
I think we all think that the 2 million that are contributed today mm-hmm. are not fair. Right?
Okay, and are you aware that
I don't know what fair means, but
your lack of interest in giving us those details and answers just don't help in our perception of that fairness?
I'm not sure I understood your question, but I'm not interested in giving details. That has nothing to do with it. I don't refuse to give the details. What we've discussed about is that the details that are required to justify the EAG are relative to a tool that doesn't help answering the question. Mm-hmm. Again, I can spit out, over time with as much effort as we want, as many figures as you want. The question is, does that answer the question? And so I'm not interested in providing details.
Okay.
I'm interested in providing the right details or the right information.
I think probably what you're hearing here is a frustration with the attempt to reframe the debate at the 11th hour of the debate. Keith?
Xavier, I took on your comment about it being a long road, but this is a broken record. I recall Melbourne 2003 ICANN. Peter DeBlanc was trusted from the CCTLD community to talk to the ICANN board of the day and came back with a request of $5 million being the appropriate funding from CCTLDs at a time that there were possibly 3 or 4 CCTLDs paying anything towards ICANN's costs. We've got no further. It appears that we can get no further, essentially. I mean, you're not suggesting any cure or capability of creating a framework of where we can examine things. I mean, we're all not sitting in this room talking about the last 5 cents of balance between what you want and what we give. We're talking about a quantum figure, an enormous figure of gap, and we're saying that's unreasonable, and you're saying, well, we don't know whether it's reasonable or not, but it's the difference. And that gap could be closed by the simple provision of some elementary figures.
Sorry, I didn't hear the last part of what you said. Could be...
The gap could be closed, or the understanding of the gap could be closed by the provision of some simple numeric data from your existing accounting system. I mean, I don't think that's rocket science. I don't think it's even rocket salad.
Maybe it's a longer discussion than what we have time for. But again, the accounting system can spit out any kind of information that we decide we want to spit out. And honestly, it's irrelevant what the accounting system spits out. I can handle the accounting of ICANN on an Excel spreadsheet if I want to. The question is, what do we want to get out of it? The accounting system is a tool that helps us account for things. What we want, the analysis that we want to do, if the accounting system don't do them, we'll do them separately on the Excel spreadsheet with hands and whatever. It doesn't. The accounting system is irrelevant to this discussion. The question is, what do we want to do? So, yes, the accounting system can spit any kind of costs. The question is, are costs of certain specific functions the answer to the question? And that's the philosophical discussion that I'm sorry I'm bringing up, but in my views is necessary to have.
Zavi, given where we find ourselves right now, I think I'm going to make a course correction, because what I had suggested for the agenda, we are A, running out of time, and B, I think this discussion is more important at this point in time than what I had put for discussion points. So I know I have a couple more questions, and I'm going to go to those. The first from Leslie, and then from Roloff.
It's not really a question. It's probably a bit of a comment. Sure. So I think we've been talking about costs for the last 2 years longer, because that was the basis of the discussion that we'd originally agreed. I hear a new word from you today, and this is a conversation where you need to be very careful of the words that you choose. And the word that I was hearing was fair. Is this perceived to be fair by whom? Might be the next question. So this is a topic that, as you'll be aware, is incredibly political, and could get rather emotional, if I can use that word. So I think we need to be quite thoughtful as to the words that we're using. And we thought that there was an agreement to a way forward, and that we were both working in that same direction. So it's understandable that we can all get a bit emotional now that that's kind of changing. What we do need to do is have a conversation about a practical way of taking this forward, I suggest.
That's absolutely what I want to do. So, and I do recognize the notion of fairness is entirely relative, as well as the other word that I was going to use, which is right, which is not that much better. So the bottom line is that I yeah. Is it? I know. No, but I mean, the bottom line is, I've heard from everyone in this group and others that the CCTLD contribution of 2 million, whichever word we use, should not necessarily continue as is. The question is, what should it be? And I'm sure that even not continuing as is something that not everybody would agree on.
But this has a political context, so CCEs could walk away. The only bit we need is IANA. And that needs to be very in the front of mind.
Eduardo?
How to be financed that process. Probably at the end of the day, you have many expenses and some resources that you capture from TTLDs, from the REARs, or from CCTLDs. I guess you need to find how to make the equation to work, the incomes and expenses. What do you expect? Or how do you plan that equation that is balanced right now or in the future? Which are the contributions that you expect, fair or not, the contribution that should be from the CCTLD community in order to maintain the equation of incomes or expenses of ICANN?
Maybe I can just use a placeholder word for now, that it's neither right nor fair, but perhaps appropriate, which is somewhere in the middle of a value judgment and absolutely concrete, which I don't think is helpful for the discussion at this moment. We do have a time check. We are now past our schedule. So I'm going to give Rolf one last question, and then we're going to have to move on from this portion of the meeting.
Yeah, it's in fact the last bit of Leslie's comment, which led perfectly to mine, or leads perfectly to mine, I think. I think we've been trying to not to make it political, this whole issue, by looking at it from a more technical perspective. Very, very many people say issues at ICANN are either technical, political, or both. And it's by looking at ICANN as a service provider. So I was a bit surprised when you said ICANN is not a service provider. I think for SIDN, ICANN is the most crucial service provider, and that's the IANA function. And that's been what's been bugging me, is why it's so difficult to come up with what would a fair or appropriate payment for that particular service be. And for the rest, we can still make a voluntary contribution. But the idea of the EAG was, what are the services that I can provide to the CC community, and what would be a fair payment for those services? And if we have to judge the appropriateness or the fairness or whatever of contributions of this community to ICANN on another basis, not on the basis of services provided or provisions being used, then do you have any idea yet on what criteria we're going to use to judge that? Okay.
No.
So the one that we had, the only one we could think of, that's what you're saying, is not going to work.
No is probably a too short answer. What I want to be able to define is, what do we agree on is the right basis to determine, because the contributions from anyone to ICANN, being a not-for-profit organization, corresponds to a cost, right? So we're not talking about a price, we're talking about a cost. So at the end of the day, what I would like that we can achieve is the definition of what do we think the contribution of the CCTLDs should be on the basis of what ICANN is for the CCTLD. And not trying to get yet into the philosophical debate that I don't think want to schedule now, what are those services, what are the functions of ICANN that impact the CCTLDs is the discussion that I would like that we have, so that we can then walk on the path of defining what the amounts are. So, again, I think we're starting to enter the discussion that is needs to take place in a different setting. But I don't have yet the answer to the question that I'm posing now. I'm hoping to get your engagement, as Leslie was indicating, to find a practical way forward that gets us to an answer, not in 3 years from now, or that get you to an answer with my successor. The reason I'm saying that is because my predecessor said something to you probably that led the process that's, you know, concluding now with a different person telling you a different thing, which I would be entirely frustrated if I would hear that, and I understand that you are, and I'm not disputing that it kind of hinted me a little bit that saying what I said was not something that you would like to hear, but I think that's the right thing to say.
With that, then, I will call an end to this portion of the meeting. thank you for attending the meeting and sharing your thoughts with us. I'm sure we'll be in touch. Given that we are already past the end point of the formal meeting, I promise to keep the next couple of minutes, or keep it only to a few more minutes. I think it's safe to say that was a surprise to us all, certainly in the way that it was conveyed. I had a couple of other points that I wanted to discuss, but I think given the time, we will have to go to the mailing list for those, which were around initiating the discussion on winnowing down some of the models that we'd reviewed previously, as well as discussing financial information, but I guess we won't be doing that. So just, I think it's probably worth having a couple of minutes of discussion just in terms of receiving any feedback or talking about what we've just heard, and then also what, if any, next steps should we be thinking about in the immediate future. Did it comment?
First of all, I'd like to say hi and introduce myself. My name is Branislav. I'm from .RS, and this is my first finance group working group meeting. Maybe because I'm looking at this for the first time and with fresh eyes, I'm jumping
in. It must be quite a shock to you then.
Yes, it is. It is. But my understanding from what I've heard here today is that ICANN does not want to provide the figures, that they do not keep records the way we want them to keep on purpose, because philosophically they do not believe that the contributions should be made based on cost allocation. And that comes out to me very clearly, that they are trying to avoid to keep records in a way that can be used in order to calculate contribution based on cost allocation. And since that is the case, in my opinion, we should ask them very directly, what model other than that do you propose? And how do you propose that this contribution be calculated? And then talk about that with them. Because talking about the model that we want to talk about is not going to lead anywhere unless they let us into their data, which they don't want to do. So that's just my impression from today. I might be jumping the gun, but that's what I hear today. Thank you.
You know, and it's very interesting to have a fresh set of eyes and ears make comment on the subject, because there are a number of us who have been working on this for, well, a couple of years, 18 months in this iteration, and many, many, many years, depending on what iteration you want to talk about. So I think those are very valuable comments. Lise, you had your hand up?
I was just, I don't know how we're going to proceed, but I was hearing Xavier saying that he wanted you and Leslie and Roloff to come and find out a solution. And I would be very sorry to have this leaving the working group. I would like to have Xavier discussing these matters with the whole working group instead of having this small group of people. But it was just, I'm kind of like you, feeling that, you know, they are not as open as they want to be. I know that for a long time, but still, I thought with Xavier they were opening up, and I don't sense that transparency anymore.
So my personal goal would be that this would not become a small group discussion. There's always a time, I think we'd all recognize, there's always a time and a place for intimate's probably the wrong word, but a smaller discussion. But certainly at this point, my goal is to have this working group fulfill its mandate, not to take it off and have it a backroom conversation where a deal is struck. Absolutely not. I do want to just make one comment, and I recognize that I have Mathieu, Keith, and Leslie, who are all in the queue. The one thing that does strike me here when I listen to this is they came out with, the EAG proposed a number that was, I would say, wildly above what was reasonable. And the one thing this group has done, even though perhaps right now we're feeling like, oh my God, have I just wasted 18 months of my life? Well, it did cross my mind. Is it the work we have done has been consistent and ongoing and relentless, and we have forced this discussion into a box from which there was essentially no escape? And that is of its own value, I think. So I had Mathieu, then Keith, then Leslie.
Just to share my impressions about what we've heard, and putting it in perspective to the context in which this working group was created. I think it's important to remember that basically the working group was created because ICANN and its CEO were increasing pressure to question whether the CCNSO, CCTLD contributions were fair, appropriate, or whatever you want. And so it was created to provide actual data and actually respond to the EAG, which was not felt to be appropriate or fair. And so I think it's to this group's credit that Xavier just said the EAG is not the right one. And we should not forget that. It is because this group has been working at demonstrating that these figures were not correct and not the right way to look at the issue that we've come to this. That being said, we have set foundations with the models that we've been investigating that enable us to provide some actual data about the cost of some of the services that the CCTLDs bring and the value that CCTLDs bring to ICANN. This should not be left in the middle, and we need to push that through, even though it's not in the EAG framework context. But as Xavier said, anything can be put on an Excel spreadsheet. So it's going to be important for this group to keep pushing to get this data, even if it's not data that is being provided each and every year. We need a picture at this moment so we can provide the community with the result of our work and provide an assessment of how we feel it's appropriate or fair. Because Xavier's statement is not committing the board. He's not, definitely not in line with what some of the GNSO community would feel. So I really think we need to push this. But putting aside the EAG, it's a great victory. You haven't lost 18 months of your time.
Okay, thank you. Keith.
Baron, thanks. I think you answered my question in your last response about taking things to a smaller group. So a commitment to remain in a larger group was the words I wanted to hear. So I don't have anything further to add.
Yeah, and that is absolutely the case. Leslie?
Thank you. I'm certainly got no intent to want to be a smaller group deciding stuff, but equally, perhaps in a smaller group, we can be a bit more blunt with Xavier about the comments than maybe one can be in public, even though one can be pretty blunt in public, of course. So I was just going to set these comments in a broader context. So somebody whose name I don't know yet, said about asking ICANN for the methodology that we should contribute, and I think the answer you'll probably get back from that from an ICANN perspective is, why don't you contribute on a similar basis to the GTLDs, which is on a per domain basis? So I would be cautious about asking that question, because for a number of us, the answer to that question would not be acceptable, and would bear no relation whatsoever to the services or otherwise that we get from ICANN. So I think that there will be a number of voices this week, and I'm particularly sensitive to them, about suggesting there's not a lot of difference between C's and G's, and there are still huge amounts of difference between G's and C's. And anything that takes us into being more similar, I think, is an issue. So I think this actually is an opportunity for us. I do feel as though we've wasted a lot of time, but then we've probably saved huge amounts of money that we've not been paying during that huge amount of time. So maybe it's an investment, who knows. But I think there is an opportunity for us as an SOP and a finance working group to be more proactive and come up with our own figures now, because I think that's probably where we've got to. And we do have some figures in the budget. You know, actually, there is quite a bit of information in the published budget that we could use to guide that discussion as a group.
Thank you. And maybe I'll try to take this opportunity to wrap up, because I know there are other... Well, this room is booked, and people have their schedule booked for 4 o'clock, and we're already 20 minutes late. So one of the things that I had noted in my email to the working group was the options that we would have if we don't receive the information, that we could go into a hibernation mode and wait for ICANN to produce something, although I would say with the benefit of new information, that might be a long wait, or that we can carry on and formulate our own response. And my sense really is that we have momentum, we have knowledge, we have commitment of a working group that's done a bunch of good work done it in good faith, and that the work that we have done, as Mathieu and others have said, has actually driven ICANN's behaviors in that, one, we've corrected them in a number of facts. I mean, we shouldn't forget that it's only 1 year ago this meeting in Singapore where we highlighted a $2 million error in their accounting with respect to what they were allocating towards the CC, and it's this group and the SOP that did that. So there is good work that has been done, and in spite of the fact that ICANN, as an organization, doesn't seem willing or able to put out the numbers we were all anticipating and they had committed to, that probably gives us the opportunity to say this is what we think it is. I mean, we can read income statements and balance sheets, we have survey results, et cetera, and perhaps this is the opportunity for us to reframe how we're approaching it, and we set the anchor point. I mean, if we think about this, ICANN has set the anchor point in terms of a dollar value that this whole discussion has revolved around, be it the 9 million or 12 million or whatever number they come up with. That tends to have been the number that the debate is revolving around. And I would suggest that this is a good point for us to set the anchor point. Now, it does reshape the nature of the dialogue we've been having in this committee, but perhaps that's the way forward, is for us to say, yes, come to some conclusion on a model, and come to some conclusion, generally speaking, on what an appropriate or reasonable number is, with some ability to actually back that up. And maybe that's the path forward. So I'm going to leave it right there for now and say that we're going to have to take this discussion to the list, which will be more active between here and Toronto than from Costa Rica to this point, clearly. But I would just like the working group to reflect on that possibility, and if there are any comments or thoughts or commit reasons not to do that or to do that, I would certainly welcome those to the list, and I will reflect on them, take any feedback, and start making some suggestions as to the way forward. I still think there's an opportunity to put something concrete on the table in Toronto, perhaps not what we'd anticipated, but at least something meaningful. So with that, I'm going to call the meeting to a close and say thank you very much. Thank you.